It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay. All of the activities, all of the highlights in the game between the Sharks and the Minnesota Wild played in front of a crowd of 18,589 fans at Xcel Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. Final score, the Wild 3, the Sharks 1. It began with a lot of intensity in the Sharks' end as Minnesota would outshoot the Sharks 15-1 in the first period. But especially early, but for most of the game, Mackenzie Blackwood was on it. In front of the net, Hoffman has it, tees up, fans on the puck as he was being checked there by Rossi.
Oh, man, what a chance for Hoffman. That's just a guy that, oh, boy.
And now a breakaway. Getting by Hoffman, it's Rossi moving in. Backhand chance. Oh, what a save by Mackenzie Blackwood. After Hoffman fanned on the chance one way, Rossi came in after making the D play, had a breakaway skating right by Mike Hoffman, and what a save by the goaltender Blackwood just about 6 minutes into this first period. That was one of many good saves that Mackenzie Blackwood came to make tonight. And you know, Brett, it was a nice bounce back from a rougher outing against Dallas the game before.
Yeah, I really want to see him perform like that the rest of the way, Dan. I think he's a guy that, 27 years of age, he can be one of the best goaltenders in this league if he, using the word that we came up with earlier, Dan, is decide. He wants to be one of the best goaltenders in this league, just decide. And he will, because he's that good to be able to dominate nights like this where he really played well. There's two goals he had no chance on, but what a game he had here today.
The Wild thought that they had a 1-0 lead on a continuation play in which the whistle already blew, but the referees decided to review it.
After video review, the play on the ice was deemed to be complete prior to the puck crossing the line. Therefore, we have no goal.
And so no goal on that close play in front of a net. It remained nothing-nothing in the first period. But Minnesota would draw first blood at 16:01. Back in the lineup after the missing the last several with an injury, Joel Eriksson-Ek again shows why he's such a valuable member of this Minnesota team. Eriksson-Ek, Kaprizov, Eriksson-Ek shoots, scores! A give and go for Minnesota moving into the offensive zone, and Joel Eriksson-Ek showing why he's one of the more valuable players on this roster. Executed beautifully and basically was in position, back skating toward the net on his forehand on the right side to get that return pass. Not much of a chance for Blackwood, and Eriksson-Ek makes it 1-0 Minnesota at 16:01 of the first. That was his 30th goal of a season. First time that Eriksson-Ek has reached 30 in an NHL campaign, but he's had 20 plus in each of his last three times around the globe. Kaprizov, his first of two assists in the game. Boldy also assisting, and at 16:01 of the first, it was 1-0 in favor of Minnesota. Well, in the second period of play, it got wild and woolly, but the San Jose Sharks would come back and tie the game, and it would be Mikael Granlund, the former Wild, who would get it. Gaudreau down the right end of his shift, throws into the Sharks zone off the defense. Vlasic and Ruda send it forward. Could be a 2-on-1. Now it's a 3-on-1. Moving in, it's Granlund trying to center it in front of the goalpost. Score! Mikael Granlund kind of faked the pass and shoveled it toward the net. And I think Mikael Granlund's going to get this goal to get the Sharks on the board and all even, 1-1. What it went off was the stick of the defensive player Chisholm on the sauce pass attempt that Granlund did try to make, but it bounced right back to him with such a quick reaction. Great hand-eye by Granlund as he got his 11th of a season and maybe the easiest assists of Jan Ruda and Mark-Edward Vlasic's NHL career.
Well, you know, good players make great plays when they have the opportunity. And this was one of the rare opportunities that was a bad line change for the Minnesota Wild. Sharks turned it up right away from the root of pass, indirect, and off they go on the outnumbered situation. And you're right, Dan. It was a play by Granlund. They're looking to make the pass on the backhand over to Eklund. Hits off the stick, comes back to him, and then he's able to just tuck it in. But the good players like Granlund, they'll execute when they get the opportunity they did there.
A lot of good things happened in this game for the San Jose Sharks, especially when considering it was a road contest against a desperate team trying to stay in the playoff hunt. Check out the shots in the third period. 17 for San Jose, a three-period total of 27, and 10 for Minnesota. They had a three-period total of 32. But there have been many frustrating moments piling up this season for Sharks hockey, and one of them happened 18 seconds into the third on a play that turned out to be the game winner. Face off here, 1-1 the score. Big game for the Wild, too, in their hopes for the playoffs. And Minnesota, who has a goal from Joel Eriksson, echoes right to the attack as we get going in period number three. Boldy behind the net, centers in front. Kaprizov gathers, save, score! Boldy in front of the net. That play was started by Eriksson Ek, but Kaprizov, with that quick flick of the stick, started a series of chaotic plays that resulted in Boldy knocking it in past Blackwood, who had no chance on the play. Only 18 seconds into the third, it's 2-1, Minnesota. Minnesota did take chances and did take advantage of some of the chaos that they did create today.
Yeah, they really did, and it was just a turnover by on the left wing. Klim Kostin had the puck, Dan, at the hash mark along the yellow dasher, and for whatever reason he went back towards his own goal line, and it was a really nice play there by Boldy to pinch him off, knock him off the puck. Eriksson Ek tries to find, you know, one of the best players in the league right now, Kirill Kaprizov, out front. He got a little piece of it. Boldy just cruised in behind the net and was able to hit that deflection over on his tape and puts it in behind Blackwood. But these are little things that our young players are learning as they're getting out there more and more, like a Klim Kostin, who's getting an opportunity to play, Dan, and just a mistake that, you know, he'll learn as he's moving forward.
So the official word on that game-winning goal, Matt Boldy's 25th of the season from Kirill Kaprizov. Kaprizov's second assist of the night and 45th assist of the regular season. If he just took away all his goals and just had his assists, he'd be second in the Sharks in scoring.
Yeah. That's how good this kid is and how good he's been here the last just month of the season.
And so it was Minnesota 2 and the Sharks 1. As I mentioned, San Jose had good things happening to it in the third period with all those shots on goal, 17 of them. But Filip Gustavsson was equal to the task in the third. Here's one example. Carpenter crisscrosses, sends near side to Addison. Addison trying to put it to the middle. There's Zadina shooting it. That's a great glove save off Zadina on the right circle by goaltender Gustavsson. He made some really good saves, but the thing that's a little frustrating, Brett, is there were some golden opportunities that weren't taken.
Yeah, just the Sharks not pulling the trigger tonight a few times where I thought guys that really need to be pulling the trigger, Kevin LeBanc being one of them. I think, you know, Luke Cunningham had a couple of chances. Zetterlund had some chances to shoot it. Kostin had chances to shoot it. Overall, you know, when you misuse the ability to shoot that puck when you have chances, boy, it just comes back to bite you, and I think it did here tonight.
And so the Sharks would call timeout late in the third period, and they would pull Mackenzie Blackwood for an extra attacker. But a great effort at the end of the game by Ryan Hartman would prove to be a big difference. Bortolo knocked down by Brodin, but he worked it loose. Zetterlund with a minute left, shoots in deep. Eklund along the left boards. Will he stop it? No, it's cleared toward the empty net. Score! Well, that's it. Empty netter for Minnesota with 53.3 seconds to go. Ryan Hartman, the right-handed shooter, is going to get credit for that goal. It was Eklund was trying to keep it in, but he fed it all the way down, and into the goal it went. 3-1 Wild. That was really a great play by Hartman to finish off the game. He got banged up early in the contest, came back, and scored that goal to finish it off. His 19th goal of the season. That was assisted, believe it or not, by goaltender Filip Gustavsson, who gets his first assist on that play. And the result is a Minnesota 3-1 win. San Jose drops back to 16-48-8. They are 6-27-4 on the road, heading to St. Louis to play the Blues on Saturday. Minnesota's got a big victory tonight in their hopes to stay relevant in the playoff conversation. The Wild now have 35 wins, 28 losses, and 9 OTs. That was their 19th win here in this building. They have 79 points on the year, and they're not out of it yet. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.